Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. And we hope you woke for the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. So a really good brother we haven't seen in a minute. I'm really glad to have him back. Sean Morgan. Sean Morgan, a lot of you love him and remember him. Independent journalist and author of QAnon for Beginners. And you can check him out at QAnonFAQ.com, which we will have the links right there for you to connect with him. Before we get to Sean, I want to just remind you, if you are new to the channel or haven't already, kindly hit the subscribe button and turn on the notification bell so you are aware when we do put up notifications. And remember, when you do watch this video, there'll be a link in the description. It'll be on YouTube, okay, and also on spirituallyraw.live. So those are going to be the places where you'll be able to watch this video. So when you do share it, share those links. And am I missing anything?
Yes. Sean, your newsletter, do they connect with you through the FAQ.com to get on your news? How does somebody get on your newsletter? Because let me tell you real quick, you have got to join Sean's newsletter.
Your newsletters are the best, brother.
Oh my God. I don't watch the news and I don't even need to because I've got Sean's newsletter coming in pretty much every day. So in one newsletter, you know exactly what's going on.
It's because I'm spending all of my day watching the news and,
exactly,
and curating everything, finding the most important thing. And then I send, usually it's just one article or one video or one specific message to my subscribers, usually once a day, maybe less than that. But basically, yeah, they just go to my website, QAnonFAQ.com, and there's a pop-up for getting added to the email list, and you get a free copy of the QAnon for Beginners book.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And I got to tell you something, especially for someone like myself, it's a very nice, clean, easy read to follow. So it's great. And I do appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you writing at, you know, my second grade level there to be able to get that. So thanks, brother, breaking that down. So Sean, there's a lot going on. We haven't talked to you in a little bit. And so I wanted to thank you for coming up here today. We are here January 5th, 2021, everybody, during these real pivoting moments that are happening.
I thought you were going to say red hot. They are red hot.
They are red hot pivoting moments that are happening right now. And again, Sean's here to do that. So Sean, if you can, I know that we've got a couple of things we want to talk about, but can you get us up to speed since we last spoke about what where we're at right now as far as everything? And the obvious question is regarding the elections, what's going on with all these, the fraud and everything like that. Where are we at from what you know right now that you can share and report to us?
Well, let's take a step back and do a quick overview of the whole plan, just because you can get lost if you just are reading headlines or looking at the mainstream media. You would be convinced that Joe Biden is going to be our president. You would be convinced that that Trump is confused or doesn't know what to do next or something like that. But in reality, there has been a plan in place for a long time, probably even before Trump was selected by a group of people in the military to run for president. And so that's something that people might not be familiar with. And so if you're not familiar with this idea of a plan and of the military being involved in this plan, then check out the QAnon intel drops, you know, that you can go to an aggregator like qag.news or qanon.pub. And there are basically 5,000 posts from this government military insider who calls himself Q. And he talks about this plan that's been in place since the beginning of Trump's presidency and before. And this whole plan is basically about getting rid of the bad actors, also known as the deep state, that's in our government and also infiltrated in our different institutions like the media and so many other institutions and banking and everything.
The schools, hospitals, the medical. They've got
everything,
their dirty little fingers in everything, don't they, Sean?
Exactly. And so it's amazing when you read the QAnon drops, how specific and how detailed they are to help a person who doesn't have any context or understand that to really catch up to speed and understand, okay, these are the players in the game, like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Huma Abedin and John Podesta and all these people in the deep state. And so basically people are thinking, oh, how come Trump, allowed himself to get in this situation? And this was actually part of the plan the whole time. And sometimes you don't know that it was a plan until after it happens. But this whole election fraud thing, this was called a death by a thousand cuts. That was their strategy. They didn't just have one way of cheating. It wasn't like they just switched votes in the machines. They also did a million other different ways of cheating at the same time. And so it was super obvious the way that they cheated in this election. This is on purpose. And if you go back and read the Q drops, Q says basically that we need to be able to have a mandate for using voter ID. We need to secure our elections forever. And the only way to do that is to show the people how unsecure they are as of now. And so tomorrow, January 6th, the president is going to present evidence to Congress. And this evidence, we have no idea what it's going to be. It could be
all... Will this be televised?
Yes, I believe it will be.
Wow.
And so, I don't think it's going to be televised by the mainstream media. So you better check out OANN and Newsmax and RSBN and all these other ones.
Sean, when you say that he's going to present his evidence, and just so we can paint a picture, because this is a very unique time that we're experiencing, is it his lawyers that will be in front of Congress, or will it actually be President Trump himself being part of that, pitching his own, stating his own case?
Well, all of Congress is going to be there. Vice President's going to be there because he has some important things to do, because they have these electors, that basically in these swing states where there was all this cheating, they certified electors that are going to vote for Biden. And then after the certification process, the Republican legislatures got together and they looked at all the fraud and they said, wait a minute, we also want to send electors that would vote for Trump. So now you've got competing electors. And so the vice president's job is to count the electors. And now he's in a dilemma, because which electors do you count? The ones for Biden or the ones for Trump? Or does he delay the whole thing? Does he tell them to go back and figure out which ones they want and send them to him again? Does he choose if he just chooses the Trump electors, then Trump automatically wins. But
I'm sorry, you said delay. So he has the ability to delay it. Does that mean all the way into March, past the 20th of January?
I guess it depends on how fast the states could figure out which electors they want to actually send, if they're just going to send one. I want to answer Jay's question, but I wouldn't get too stuck on dates, because January 6th, it's not even in the Constitution as a date that is a requirement. Basically, the only date is January 20th, and even that could be changed if we need to do another election, which is a big possibility. I think a lot of Americans probably going to demand another election.
You think so?
But to answer your question, Jay, I think that everyone's going to be there, including expert witnesses, including video evidence. It's just going to be played on a screen. So there's probably going to be a lot of visuals, because this kind of stuff, if you just talk about it, it's really complex. But when you see a graph or a map or, an infographic or a video, it really makes it obvious. So I think you're probably going to have some experts and yes, lawyers and the president himself and the vice president. But this is going to be really interesting, because I really have no idea what specific evidence the president's going to present. But I would imagine it's going to be even bigger than what we've seen so far, right? Because everything's on the line. Basically, he wants to give Congress enough evidence that they can make a decision based on the evidence. So, for example, we'll just leave it at that. But I want to make sure that that everyone's aware of that situation that's happening tomorrow. Also, it happens to be that Trump has been inviting his base to come to D.C., you know, by the millions. You could have over a million. You could have over a million patriots in D.C. The National Guard has been requested by the mayor, and so you're going to have a big situation, right? And so all eyes on D.C. Basically, this is just like, you couldn't have, if you were Trump, you couldn't have chosen a better way of getting everyone's attention on this evidence that's going to be presented than to invite everyone there, make sure that the
come on down, America,
covering it. And
come on down to Washington Avenue.
And let's say Trump wins. Let's say that Pence counts the Republican ones and Trump wins the presidency tomorrow. Well, then you have a million patriots celebrating in D.C., and any type of people who would be wanting to riot or hurt people would be completely outnumbered.
That's plus the true.
Plus the military's already there.
The military's
that's
already there.
That's a good point, Sean.
So that's another strategy that could be deployed.
Would it be safe to say at this point the vice president is the most powerful man in the world?
Wow.
Well, no, just because if the vice president turns out to be a traitor and just tries to weasel out of his responsibilities here, we still have options. We still have the military option, which is what QAnon has really been trying to communicate since day one, which is the military is the only way to handle this type of corruption. And we're seeing that now because we've seen that the lower courts and the Supreme Court haven't done anything to even hear the evidence about the election fraud. And if you look at all the different levels of government, you know, they're all corrupt at every level. And the FBI is corrupt and the DOJ is corrupt. And so if all of them are corrupt, what's left? It's the military that still has the power. It's an organization that is made up of many, many Americans who are patriotic and love their country and are less corrupt than the other organizations. And they have the firepower to take control. So, you know, all these imminent arrests is something else QAnon talks about.
Can I ask you real quick before you go into the next little thing? Okay, so what do you think would happen, though, if Vice President Pence tomorrow doesn't make a statement and count everything and say the president is going to be inaugurated? What do you think is going to be his consequences from the patriots and all of those patriots, millions? I think there's going to be way more than a million. There's probably three times that on the minimum. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think he might be arrested. That's a possibility. He might be tried for treason if it can be proven, you know, in a military tribunal or a court of law that he is actually has an allegiance to, you know, communist China or some kind of rebellious entity that's domestic. So that's a possibility. Or he could just be known with a bad reputation for the rest of time. You know, I imagine that, you know, if you're Trump and you're a master, you know, strategist and you're choosing the vice president and you know from day one how much power the vice president has in all of these situations and you're anticipating these situations where the vice president is needed so much, then you would choose someone that either could be trusted or controlled. Many people are thinking that Mike Pence, you know, is basically was deep state and that they have blackmail on him and he's being controlled by the White Hats now. But even like I said, even if he doesn't come through, there's the military option anyway.
Was there any truth to the rumors going around that he'd already resigned, or was that a rumor?
No, he hasn't resigned, but he made an announcement. He said he's not going to be in politics anymore. So that's interesting, because a lot of people thought, hey, he's a logical front runner for running for president in 2024. Mm-hmm. But he made an announcement very recently that he's not going to be in politics anymore, which makes some people think he's not even going to be the vice president, you know, this year. So something QAnon said is that when politicians make an announcement that they're not going to be in politics anymore, it means they're in submission to the White Hats. Mm-hmm. So like, if you look at Flake, Senator Flake and, Paul Ryan and other people like that who have just gone away, that's a sign.
That's their thing.
They're now, in submission.
The Patriots, people on a dream, are hoping that the vice president would be maybe JFK or Michael Flynn. Has QAnon ever alluded to an option of who may be the vice president?
No. And QAnon has never talked about, you know, Mike Pence being deep state or anything like that. So there's a couple references to Pence, but not many. And so that's all speculation.
What's going on with when you referenced, like, I'm wondering if I'm reading this right, child sex trafficking revolving Mike Pence?
Lynn Woods.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah, Lynn Wood.
And Pam Bondi.
Yeah, Lynn Wood, yesterday, this is a really big deal. Is it okay if I share my screen?
Yeah, please do, Sean. Thank you. That'd be great. Yeah.
So
now, while Sean's doing all that, if you were on Sean's mailing list, you would have got this yesterday. Just saying.
Yeah, so this is Lynn Wood's Twitter right here. And this is from today. But to give you some more context, you'd have to have me read my my newsletter. That basically, because Lynn Wood posted a whole bunch of tweets, but mm-hmm. they weren't in a thread altogether. So I took all of them and I put them all in one document. So maybe I'll.
Do you have your newsletter handy?
Yeah, I'll stop my share and I'll just read it real quick, because this is a bombshell, and I want to mm-hmm. give people a little bit of a warning first, because. Something that you find out when you start reading the QAnon posts is you start learning about the dark, evil side of the deep state, things that have to do with Satanism and child sex trafficking. And so this is referenced in these tweets. And so it's really graphic to think about. I honestly, I couldn't even sleep last night because of just this tweet that Lynn Wood posted. It just brings it to the front of your mind how mm-hmm. evil the deep state is. So I want to give everyone a warning. If you're a really sensitive person and you're not ready for that, then you might want to, skip past this part.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think else too, Sean, what brought this to such a reality? It came from Lynn Wood.
Yeah, exactly. Lynn Wood is, just to give people who don't know who he is, he's one of the most famous lawyers in the country. He works with defamation, so that's an interesting thing, because when people say something against someone else, like, for example, the Covington Catholic kid who had a Trump hat on funny smirk on his face, well, a whole bunch of mainstream media, you know, made him out to be something that he wasn't, and then they sued them for millions of dollars, and they won, and Lynn Wood was his lawyer. And so Lynn Wood is also the personal lawyer for Sidney Powell, by the way, and Lynn Wood's doing all types of his own personal filings in Georgia for the election fraud. And so he's a player. Okay, he's in the circle, because he's connected to Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell's connected because she's going inside the White House, and she's connected to Flynn. So you know, Lynn Wood, he's in the president's circle, even if it's 1 degree outside of the circle. And Lynn Wood has been talking about Chief Justice John Roberts is a pedophile and making all these kind of crazy accusations. People are wondering, is Lynn Wood crazy? And so Lynn Wood yesterday posted basically the fact that he has proof that Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is a murderer and a pedophile. And he said basically, he started out, Lynn Wood started out by posting an article that was about how the government covers up child sex trafficking related to blackmail. And it mentioned Mike Pence as being someone who might have been complicit in Indiana when he was a governor there. But it didn't have any like real proof of Mike Pence being guilty. But then he just wanted people to understand. By reading that article, you start to understand, wait a minute, the government actually covers this stuff up. And that's something you really do understand when you read that article. And then he said, I have shared with several individuals the truth I will be speaking to you. Killing me will not prevent the truth from being revealed. It will only trigger its release by many others. I asked Donald Trump to immediately appoint an honest special prosecutor to pursue justice. I believe Chief Justice John Roberts and a multitude of powerful individuals worldwide are being blackmailed in a horrendous scheme involving rape and murder of children captured on videotape. I have the key to the files containing the videos. I have also shared this information. This blackmail scheme is conducted by members of 10 of the world's most well-known and elite intelligence agencies. So we're talking about like the CIA and the FBI and other countries like Israel's Mossad or British MI6. And so one of these groups was hacked by a well-known, by a group known as the Lizard Squad. This is a hacker group. And the blackmail files of rape and murder were obtained by this group, and a copy was provided to Isaac Cappy. And the blackmail targets are approached with a gun, a child, and a camera. The target, such as Chief Justice John Roberts, is ordered to rape the child on video. Mm. And then the target is then ordered to shoot the child on video. And then the target is owned and controlled by the blackmailers until the blackmail evidence loses its value. After Isaac Cappy received the hacked files from members of Lizard Squad, he gave the files to one friend and the encryption key to another friend. He provided this information to his friends shortly before he was murdered on May 13th, 2019. Members of the Lizard Squad were jailed for hacking. Jeffrey Epstein used this same blackmail scheme of child rape and child murder to either further his own interests or those of any intelligence agency with whom he worked. And all who flew on his private jet or visited his island must be immediately interrogated and brought to justice. And then he goes on to explain, you know, that he wants to get this information into the hands of the president. But the only people he trusts are Sidney Powell and Flynn. And he doesn't want to just hand this over to the FBI or the DOJ because he doesn't trust them. Mm-hmm. So that's the big news that came out yesterday. And
that's pretty heavy, Sean.
I'm sure you guys have questions about it, but I will share my screen to show how this kind of ties into QAnon. And the plan, because I believe that that this didn't happen just coincidentally on January 4th with Lynn Wood, who just decided to come out on that day. I believe Lynn Wood is part of the plan. And only time will tell if that's really true, but that's my working theory right now. So I'm going to share my screen and show you an image. This image on the left is from a QAnon post, and it's a post of three videos and in three different theaters number 4, 5, and 6. But this is just showing theater number 4, and it shows the name of the movie is Guardians of the Pedophiles.
Oh my God. Jay, hand me my glasses.
This is a legitimate movie
bag, right there in the Sean? Bag.
No, this is not a legitimate movie. This is a meme that was okay. Posted on the boards, and QAnon responded to it. And so Donald Trump yesterday made a tweet with the word Guardians in it. And it was January 4th, and Lynn Wood came out with this whole thing against the pedophile network on January 4th. So a lot of people are just speculating that, hey, maybe this image that QAnon had on the board is showing us that there's a plan for when this stuff is coming out. And I can show you the other videos, the other movies that are going to be playing.
Wait for
Make
it.
Make sure to join Sean's
wait,
Twitter.
Wait
to
for it,
by the way.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. So it's a little bit small, but this shows you the actual Q post of 4,904. And the Guardians of the Pedophiles is on the left on in theater number 4. Panic in DC is playing in theater number 5. And FISA Gate is playing in theater number 6. And then Q says all three movies playing simultaneously. So this is just stuff that's going to come out. You know, FISA Gate is going to come out. It's just a matter of time. It could happen on the 6th tomorrow. It could not. But this is just something from the boards that I wanted to mention.
Wow, that's insane. Sean, what about like A.G. Barr, him stepping down? Was that a play there? Was that part of the chess move, you think? Or was that something like he really was like, hey, I just, you know, he wasn't the right person here to help fit into Trump's plans?
You know, my working theory with that situation is that these actors, these players in the game, they have to kind of play both sides. They might get, you know, murdered if they just come out and show that they're completely anti-deep state. So I think they kind of let the deep state think that they're playing along with them, and that when in reality they're actually working for Trump and the White Hats. I think that's what was going on with AG Sessions and with AG Barr. And I believe that the big stuff is going to come out, you know, with either Rosen or maybe even Rosen, because Rosen is the acting attorney general right now. And there's someone, the deputy attorney general is a military guy, and he's been mentioned by QAnon, so he might play a big role. But yeah, I basically think that A.G. Barr was a good guy, because look at what he did. He helped take apart the human trafficking networks. He helped to bring justice to MS-13. It's not like he did nothing. Mm-hmm. And there are all these sealed indictments, and so you never know all the good work that Sessions and Barr might have done behind the scenes. And so I just believe that he played his role. He's in retirement now, and the next guy in line is going to be doing the final stage of justice.
Sean, so well, even
hold
though
on,
you,
wait, hang on. I want to go back to something in the Lynn Wood. The Lizard Squad.
That's the name of the hacker group.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Y'all good?
Yep.
All right, cool. And so I want to get back to this. So January 6th, even though there's no historical date of importance for that date, January 6th, it is possible, though, we may get a real good indicator tomorrow. I mean, does that possibility exist that we could have an actual indicator? Someone could walk out of the Capitol Hill and say, okay, this is what's going down right now, and this is where we're at, at least so maybe publicly we would see a ball rolling?
Yeah, it is possible that tomorrow we have an official decision from the government that, of course, the Democrats are going to call a coup. They're not going to recognize it as the reality. But it is definitely possible that President Trump will basically be reelected. But, you know, it's the beginning.
Sean?
It's not the end. Even if he wins tomorrow, it's just the beginning of the chaos, because, you know, the left is going to riot nationwide and the military will have to be deployed. And there's still a whole bunch of people that need to be arrested. And so to me, it almost doesn't matter. That's why I keep on focusing on the idea that the military is the final thing, whether it's, you know, it could be that Joe Biden concedes. It could be that Joe Biden dies. It could be that Joe Biden's arrested. There are all kinds of different ways that Joe Biden will not be the president, and that Donald Trump will be the president. But in the end, the thing we have to be watching for is this military operation.
Could this go past January 20th? Could this go past the inauguration date?
I think it could. I know that it's been a real test of patience to follow QAnon and follow the plan, because every day you just get angrier and angrier that people are not being brought to justice for the crimes that they commit. But this is a military precision operation. They've been planning this out for years, and they figured out the perfect timing for this. And I don't think we need to wait forever. You know, eventually the people need to stand up and say, hey, I demand this happen with my government. But for now, I'm willing to wait a little bit longer to see what the military is going to do. Because I think ultimately, even if, let's say, worst case scenario, I don't believe this at all, but let's just say, for as a thought experiment, that Joe Biden wins the presidency, or, you know, Kamala Harris becomes the president, you'd still have 80 million patriots who would say, no way am I going to accept this. And then they need leadership if they want to have a revolution. And I think they would find common cause with the U.S. military, and that basically there would still be a military coup with 80 million patriots supporting it. So basically, I'm just saying that there's 0% chance that there's going to be a Democratic president this time around. You just have too much support from the millions of people in the public and the military that want to have a Trump presidency.
You know, this whole episode from when was it? December 6th was the election?
November 2nd.
November
3rd 6th. Or 2nd.
And it's like the time is just like, it feels like it's taken forever. It has pushed everybody's to the absolute limit. I mean, we are all at the verge of just like, but when you think about it, and to think that it could go to March just takes it to a whole nother level of insanity, mental insanity. But in the grand scheme of things, if we had to wait another 30 or 60 days to have something concrete, our freedom in concrete, as opposed to what the other flip side of it would be, communism, either concrete freedom for all eternity or concrete communism for what could possibly be in the United States and the rest of the world for all eternity. It's a very short period of time.
Exactly. What QAnon has been asking of us is that we share information to help awaken other people. That's our job as the public. You know, we don't have to go out there and be violent and have a gun in our hands and do anything like that, because we have the most powerful military in the world on our side, and they're doing that for us. And so, you know, yeah, it is. When you look at the comparison to 1776 and what the people had to go through with their own blood to secure this country, we're basically being asked to sit back, relax in our homes, and just kind of watch it play out. And so it's not going to be much more longer. I mean, we're definitely in the latest phase of this operation.
Is there like an article or part of the Constitution, Sean, where if it does go past 20th, that some event or some sort of action is called specifically legally that says, okay, you know what, there's nobody, Biden's not going to be sitting here on the 20th because we're not there yet. You know what I mean? Is there some sort of like...
The only thing I know about is the precedent that Abraham Lincoln delayed the inauguration. So it has gone past January 20th in the past.
So this has happened before?
Only one time.
Okay.
Because he wanted to wait until the country was kind of repaired from the Civil War before they did that. So, you know, because of wartime, they extended the inauguration. And same thing could, that's why I'm saying the same thing could happen again because
of war. How long did they extend it for? Do you know?
It was like a month.
And who makes that decision? Who actually makes that decision?
That was, I believe that was Lincoln himself who made that decision.
So President Trump technically could make that decision and say, well, look, we're on the brink of a civil war here. So for right now.
Because Because during a war, wartime powers, a president has a lot more power than a non-wartime president. So I think that was the situation. I'm not a legal expert, but I did just learn about that tidbit of history. And so it just made me think, hey, it could happen again. We could go past January 20th and it wouldn't be unprecedented.
That's amazing. So January 6th is coming down the road. We're right here living it right now, which is crazy. And listen, I think we're regardless of what anybody believes or who they're rooting for or whatever, I think undeniably nobody can deny that there was obvious fraud. Mm-hmm. And I think for anything other than, you know, the fact that this was fraud, there was some shady, obvious stuff going down. And I think
we're going to see even bigger evidence tomorrow.
Yeah. And right. I think if you deny it, regardless of what you believe, I think that's shame on you is what I would say. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Really, there was just a lot going down on there. And so that's Sean, man. It is always such a privilege and honor to get to talk to you. It's been a minute, my friend. So we are going to have Sean's link here, everybody, and also to his information where if you want to support Sean through his PayPal, that'll be on there too. So he does a ton of work. So, you know, just check out his site, see what he's got going on. And
he's been to platform. Yep. We
yep.
All know.
Yep. And keep the dream alive going on there, because we need people out there like Sean really helping us all out and getting his true facts unemotionally. So Sean, you do a great, fantastic job with all of this, man. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
so
got
much.
It. Thank you for letting us in your home, everybody. And good luck for all of you traveling out there tomorrow. And I know there's a lot of you out there that are going to be on that march. So good luck. Stay safe. You know,
and then tomorrow, we're going to be doing a live show, probably for a couple hours. We have couple great guests coming on tomorrow. I'm not going to spill the beans yet, but I will tell you though, we do have some people that are going to be in Washington that are going to call in. It's going to be a really, really good time. So
we'll see how that works out when we try to figure that piece out.
It could be a cluster fudge, or it could be absolutely fantastic.
With our exceptional technical skills, as we all know.
and Alyssa is on vacation right now of all times.
Damn it. Fly her back.
So we'll see. Well, hopefully that'll go great. And thank you so much. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.